Pennsylvania folk artist Edward Hicks kept painting Peaceable Kingdom over and over again, 62 times over his lifetime, as if he had to return to the same image constantly because it never came out quite right. The image is always a wilderness scene of wild animals coexisting in the same space as in the biblical passage of the lion lying down with the lamb. Two of those paintings are in Philadelphia museums. Playwright Mary Twominen based her play, Peaceable Kingdom, on one particular version of the painting, the one with William Penn in the background shaking hands with Chief Tamanint of the Lenape Indian tribe.
The naivety of that style is like reflected in the naivety of the idea that lions and lambs can lay down together, and that Penn shaking hands with the Chief Tamanint is heralding a beautiful utopian future. And there's like something very hopeless and beautiful about that simplicity. Like, oh yes, I wish it were that simple.
Twominen is not the first person to find inspiration in Edward Hicks. In 1936, the composer Randall Thompson wrote a choral work called Peaceable Kingdom. An octet of singers perform it as part of this play. These singers in the play are dressed as trees. They make up the forest, where actors dressed as animals debate, argue, and bicker with each other. Twominen says her play, whose animal costumes and handmade sets are braided from fabric scraps, is meant to mimic the simple design of the folk art painting.
And it's very naive, and it looks like a school play, like an advanced style school play, but kind of a school play. We were really interested in the idea of a community telling a story about itself, which is what those paintings are. And arguably what the Thompson Oratorio is. Thompson also was a Philadelphian for a while. He was head of Curtis for a time.
Utopia is not as simple as the Hicks paintings, says Twominen. In her cheery comic play, a darkness is revealed as the peaceful animals play out their primal instincts. The play runs at Christ Church Neighborhood House in Old City until the end of May. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.